the rodeo. I remember you could bring your booze back in. You could bring your own beer into the rodeo back in the day. And the guys would hide it between their legs on the stands. And we'd sneak in under it, right? And I had buddies wanting to grab the whole 12 packs. And I'm like, no. Only grab a couple so we don't get caught. I didn't know at the time, but I'm already trying to plan a scheme how I can carry out my drinking longer before I get caught. Because I'm going to get caught. It happens. And I'm willing to pay the consequences. I know I'm going to get my ass whooped. I know I'm going to get, you know, whatever happens. But I know from the first time I drank, I wouldn't say a beer like that, but the first time I drank whiskey, I remember the first time that stuff hit me, that warm feeling you get or whatever, and that tingling. I remember drinking, and I remember the first time I remember black, don't remember blacking, but coming to, and there's throw up all around. My dad comes and looks at me. Get up. It's Saturday, you know. And I don't know if I thought right then, wow, I can't wait to do this again. But I started hearing stories. Scott, remember what you did last night? Oh, my God, you were crazy. You did this or whatever. And the intention, there it was. You know, you probably heard, if you've been around Alcoholics Anonymous a while, you heard a chameleon. I was what I thought you wanted me to be. You know, if we're hanging out with the jocks, I'm the jock. I'm doing that stuff. Hanging out with the kids that, you know, I didn't really dress like goth or anything, but I was a redneck from Lakeside. But I still wanted to hang out with them. Still wanted to be that guy. But, you know, I start noticing when there's parties and people are drinking, people are stopping. And I'm going through their parents' cupboards. And I want to drink more. You know, and then sooner or later, I start finding other things that help me drink longer. You know, and I leave high school, 17 years old. I have a little girl, and I think Lakeside's the problem. And I moved to Tennessee. And I think that's going to be the, you know, I'll get away from all the Lakeside stuff. You know, I get back there, but sooner or later, I start finding guys like me. And I'm in construction, and I start drinking the way that I drink. You know, I start doing other things. And I joined the military. That's going to help out right there. Come from a military family. Tell you right up front, I have a grandfather that passed away with 40 years of sobriety. My dad's little brother's got 22 years now. My sobriety date is November 24th of 2013. You know, I went into treatment in 2012. So I know Alcoholics Anonymous works. I know it works. But I still think I'm different. I still think I'm different than my family because look at me. I'm already doing all these other things. And the fact is, I wanted to be anything else besides alcoholic. I wanted to be, like it says in the big book, that heavy drinker. That's all I wanted to be. I wanted to be a heavy drinker without consequences. That's what I really wanted. I wanted, you know, you, her, it, the job, whatever, just to shut the hell up and let me drink the way I like to drink. Now I get in the military and I go to A school and I get asked, you know, I want to get stationed on East Coast, and where do they station me? Right back here in San Diego. I show up, my uncle's on shore duty, and I'm getting ready to check in. He goes, oh, let's go meet your captain. And I do. And next thing you know, I'm drinking Jack and Cokes with my captain. You know, and that, through my whole story, just everywhere I go, I start drinking, but I work hard enough, just enough to get by. By the grace of God, I sit in front of you right now. From Lakeside, by the way, like I said, without a DUI, I've never been arrested. You know, never had a car to it. And I have, all those things are told yet. I have all those yet still waiting to happen. You know, but to get to the solution part of it, man, 2012 I ran out of ideas. And the fact it was 2011, it was July 4th, and the wife asked me that day, she didn't even ask me not to drink. She asked me not to drink hard stuff, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't say, okay, I'll just drink a lot of beer. So I pick a fight, like any good grown adult, I wait for my parents to leave. They're coming over. I know Mom and Dad will bail me out. He'll barbecue for the 40 people I invited over. And I go to their house, and I start drinking Jameson the way I like to drink Jameson. And I start doing other things. The next thing you know, I wake up naked, strapped to the bed in the ER. And I, two big security guards, my parents sitting in the corner crying, and my dad's 5'10 and a half, 245. Big burly guy, and he's got tears. Mom's crying, wife's crying, drink this charcoal so we can go home to our kids. Like the book says, give a sufficient reason to stop drinking, non-alcoholics. That would be enough. That should have been enough for me, but it's not. I'm an alcoholic. You know, so I go to a treatment center. Thank God for great insurance, because if not, I would have walked out of there with a $17,000 bill and a big book and a sponsor I didn't like. That's it. You know, but what I did is I was afraid. I ran out of lies to actually tell myself anymore. And I follow around that first sponsor. You know, my home group today is Santee Men's. You know, I've got a sponsor that I call every day. He has a sponsor, and we get to see on Friday nights. My first home group was Solana Beach Men's, and I got up there, and there's a bunch of guys wearing collared shirts and shit to greet. I'm like, what? my sponsor goes, you're going to put a collared shirt on and you're going to show respect for Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, and it wasn't enough, though. You know, I got about a year and a half, 2 years, almost 2 years of sobriety, and I start doing all of this stuff on the outside. You ask me to speak, I love to speak. I get fired for something. You know, I sponsor guys. I do all those things, but I'm dying of alcoholism. What I come to find out was, you know, I did my first four-step. I left some stuff off. You know, this time, what it is, it found me with a ball of booze between my legs again. You know, this time I surrendered. And for me, this is great. Fellowship, I got to see some people out there, you know, people showing up tonight I haven't seen in a while. Thank you, my buddy Rick and Jay, for coming, man. It means a lot to me. But all that great stuff is going to come a day where that's not going to matter. Because it happened to me already. And what that big book tells me is that one day, the only thing between me and that next drink is my relationship with God. And if you're new and you hear that word God and you go, all you hear is wah, 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 welcome. I get it. My idea of God is completely different than it was when I was raised. I was raised Catholic. My God sits up and laughs with his buddies. And I start taking my self-will back. He nudges people. I know there's a famine over there, but watch this. Scott's taking his self-will back, and it's going to get funny. And it does. And it does. You know, and it, you know, I still have that wife today. She gets up with me every morning, and she prays with me. And I meditate, and she asks, why do I get on my knees and do it? I said, because I'm lazy. I'll lay in bed, and I start meditating. I used to think that falling back asleep was meditation. It doesn't count, I was told. You know what the cool thing is? Like tonight, I'm leaving to come to the meeting, and my daughter goes, Daddy, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to go to a meeting tonight. She goes, and I used to call when I first got sober. I said, going to better daddy classes. And she goes, you got to go again, but you're better. You're better. Well, thank you, sweetie, but daddy needs to keep coming. Because you guys teach me how to be a better dad. You know, accountability is huge in my life today. And that relationship with God that I was talking about may not be the same as yours. That faith that I have today, and I was just reading with my sponsor last night. We read We Agnostics again. And that faith I have. The faith I have with Alcoholics Anonymous. The faith I have in God. Kind of like that when I was a kid. I used to go to the river a lot and the canals. And I would jump off that rock. And it didn't matter what guy was down there to catch me. My dad, my uncles, my grandpas, whoever it was. They'd catch me. From what I remember. But they caught me probably 95% of the time. That's the faith I have today. Just like my kids, they jump in the pool, my 9-year-old, I catch her. That's the faith I have in my God today. And I have the faith in Alcoholics Anonymous. But I got to do some work. You know, I can't stay sober today on what I did yesterday. You know, but it gives me a pretty good head start. So, you know, if you're new to Alcoholics Anonymous, I was told guys find a guy, girls find a girl. Give yourself a year. Work those steps honestly. And the traditions, I was told, too. You know, there's some things called concepts. So if you want to know anything about that, talk after me. Thanks for letting me share.